The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Kuf Dalet. Today's daf is being studied. Le'anu nishmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem t'nichinu b'gan Eden. Amen. We begin today's daf. Kuf Dalet Amud Lishon, starting at the Mishnah. On the top of the Amud, Mishnah begins, Halitza balayla halitzata keshera. So if the halitza was done by night, so the halitza is keshera, v'rabbi el-azar posel. So we have a machloket amongst the Tanaim, the gabe halitza balayla. Bismol, if the halitza was done with the left foot of the Yavam, Halitzata Pesula. So the Halitza is Pesula. Rabbi El-Azar Makhshir. So Rabbi El-Azar Makhshir. So we have a Mahloket Negebe that as well. Comes the Gemara and begins, Lema Beha Kamepalge. Let us say that this Mahloket Negebe Halitza, if it can be done at night or not, is dependent on the following Mahloket. The more Sabar Makshinan ribim linga'im, umor sabar lo makshinan ribim linga'im. Rashi, third line. Linga'im kol rib vechol nega. In the pasuk says it compares rib, which means disputes, and nega'im. The laws of nega'im is the laws of tzara'at. So it says, Ma nega'im ri'iyatam bayom, just like nega'im. When does the queen look at them to give her a decision? By day. Dichtiv ubiyom har'ot bo, the day that he looks at them. So afribim, so too disputes, bayom, v'halitza dinu. Now halitza is a din of a riv, of a dispute, a monetary dispute. Why? They go back ketubata. Because as a result of the halitza, now she gets her ketubah. So therefore, according to that understanding, so as a deen of a riv, and if a riv is a deen of a nega, and therefore just like nega'im is bayom, so too ribim is bayom. But the other shita says, no, we don't compare ribim to nega'im, and therefore you can even do the halitza by night. So Gemara says, no, don't explain the machloket like that. Dekula alma lo makshinan ribim to nega'im. I'll really tell you, there's no hekesh between ribim and negaim. De'i makshinam, because if you are going to indeed make this hekesh, afilu gemar din balayla namelo, that would be asur even to make the final judgment at night. And we know that she says, ve'anantenan dinem mamonot danin bayom ve'gumrim balayla. She's in monetary cases. We know that while you judge it during the day, but you can make the final decision, the Gemar Din, by night. So if you're really comparing it to Nega'im, you wouldn't be allowed to even make any Gemar Din at night. So everybody wants to say you don't make a connection between Nega'im and Ribim. So what's the Mahloket? Mor sabar halitza ketchilat din damya. One opinion holds that halitza, you consider it like the beginning of Deen. It's the beginning of judgment, and therefore, since the beginning of judgment is done by day, so this also has to be done by day. Umor sabar halitza kigmar din damya. It's like the end of judgment, and therefore, it can be done even at night. Rashi, ketchilat din damya. Tenafkanam besanedin behad dinem amurot ketchilat din bayom. Everybody agrees that ketchilat din is by the day. So the machloket would be like this. Since the halitza is the beginning process of her getting a ketubah, so that's like tehilat din. Because you're starting the process, the ceremony of halitza, which leads to a payment of a ketubah, so that shita will say it's ketehilat din. And the other shita is going to say that, no, it's kegemar din. Because bottom line, once the halitza is done, the ketubah is paid. So therefore, it's considered like a gemar din, which as a result of the halitza is an immediate payment of the ketubah. So the question, how do you look at it? Is it tailat? Is it the beginning of a process? Or bottom line, that's the resultant that once you make the process, the ketubah is paid immediately. So therefore, that's the machloket. Rabba bar Chiya ketuspa'a avad uvda. He made a chalitza b'mok, using a mok. We learned, was talking about a non-leather na'al, it was made out of felt, lavad. Ubi'idi, he was alone, which he did not have the betin. Ubalayla, and he did it at night. So, Amar Shmuel, kama rav guvre David ki yichida. He said, oh, how great, he said it sarcastically, you know, how great must be this rabbi that he's following Dat Yahid, he's following singular opinions over here. So he said it sarcastically, what's he doing over here? So then the Gemara is going to question, what exactly was he bothered? Which part of the process did Shmuel, was he bothered by? So Gemara says, my kasha, what was his question, Shmuel? Imok, if he was right, the fact that he didn't use a leather shoe, we use the mok, stama tanya, which means we have a braita that is stam, that we learned this braita yesterday, and the braita said that if a person uses a mok, it's okay. So you have a stam braita that says a mok is okay. So therefore, no, we learned above that she said, the braita de le'el, beka vakiteya, bemok, besmichat haraglayim, it said chalitzata keshera. So therefore, what do you want? He has a braita like him that says a mok is okay. Ilayla, if the problem was that because he did it at night, stama tanya. Also, when it comes to layla, our Mishnah said what? Chalitzata balayla, chalitza balayla, chalitzata kashera. So he has a stam Mishnah that says it's okay as well. Ela yichidi kakashele. His question was, what did he do it alone? He didn't use a bed din. So Gemara says, Hechi avid biyichidi. How did he do it alone? The yichida'a katanila. Because we have a statement regarding doing it alone. Ditnan, our Mishnah. Halza bishnayim o bishlosha. Let's say if they made the halitza with two or three. Vinimsa echad mim karovu pasul. And one of them became karovu pasul. So let's say you had three. One of the witnesses was related to each other, was pasul. So he ended up with only two. Halitzata pesula. So the halitza is pesula. V'rabi Shimon, v'rabi Yohanan Sandlar Makshirim. They want to say, this pair of rabbis, that even with two, it's okay. So the Gemara continues, U'ma'ase be'ehad, shehalatz beno lebena, bebeta asturim. There was a case in the prison, where the guy made the halitza between him and the Yivama. Uba ma'ase lifnei Rabbi Akiva. The case came in front of Rabbi Akiva, v'kshir, and he said, it is indeed okay. So therefore, ve'amar Rabbi Yosef bar Minyume, amar Rabbi Nachman, en halakha ki oto hazug. The halakha does not follow that zug that said what? That if you have, let's say, two, one of them is pasul, you have three, one of them is pasul, or you have two, so it's not going to be good. So the halakha doesn't follow that. So therefore, he was saying, which opinion are you taking? When you say you're taking, you did it bi yichidi. Rashi, bi yichidi, yichida'a tanila, b'matnitin, ditnan ubam ma'asif nirbi akiva. So he's only relying on one shita, bi akiva. So that's what he was saying. He was saying, what do I mean? Come on, how great is this rabbi over here that he's taking a da'at yachid, Rabbi Akiva, against the consensus of opinions. It's only shita that we saw that's lenient. That you can do it bihidi alone is shita Rabbi Akiva. So that was the claim. The claim wasn't against the mok. The claim wasn't against the balayla. The claim was, how do we do it bihidi like a da'at yachid? So the Gemara says another interpretation. Vibayetema. Even though you had stam braita by mok, and you had the stam mishnah by laila, but you know what? All those opinions are really da'at yachid. The Tanya, Amar Bishmael ben Rabbi Yosef, Ani ra'iti et Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha, shehalatz b'mok, V'idi u'balayla. So you see, that's all really shitat of one tana. So therefore, Shmuel was saying, and all the things that he did, what are you doing? You're doing the things that are against the consensus of opinions. Comes the Gemara and continues. Bismol halitzata kisher pesula v'Rabbi Elazar machshir. We said if a person does it with the left foot, right? So Gemara now explains. My tamad rabbanan. What's the reason why the rabbis say that left foot is pasul? Amar ula yalfinan regel mimitzora. She's part of the tzara'at process of the tahara. Is that they sprinkle blood on the right foot of the metzora, on his big toe. So now they learn a Yizra Shava, regel, regel. It says the word regel by metzora, and it says reglo by halitza. Ma le'alan diyamin, just like by metzora, it's the right foot. Afkan diyamin, so to over here it's the right foot. So comes the Gemara and says, "Regel, regel, mitzora, Rashi, dichtiv al boin raglo." Actually, this is the word raglo. So it's raglo, raglo. So comes the Gemara and says, "Rabbi Elazar lo yalif regel, regel, mitzora." And Rabbi Elazar, I have to say, does not learn regel, regel. The Gemara says, "Could that be? Is it possible that he doesn't learn regel, regel, mitzora?" We know that he does. Why? Ve'atanya, we have a braita. Rabbi Elazar Omer, minayin litziashi be'ozen haymanit. How do you know when you're piercing an Eved Evri's ear? How do you know it's the right ear that you pierce? Well, after 6 years, he wants to stay. So ne'emar kan ozen, which means it says over here by the mitzorah. I'm sorry, here by the mitzorah ozen. Ne'emar lehalan ozen, and it says by. So it says by Shifcha, by Eved, Ozen. It says by Mitzora, Ozen. Ma lehalan yamin, just like by the Mitzora, it's talking about the Ozen Yemen. He could also sprinkle the lobe of the right ear of the Mitzora. Afkan yamin. So to over here, by the ear of the Eved, it is the right ear. So the Gemara is assuming, just like he's Doresh, Ozen, Ozen, so Mistama is Doresh, regel, regel. And therefore, we should say that it should be dafka with the right, just like you learned the right ear of the Eved from Gezerah Sheva, Ozen, Ozen. It says by Mitzorah, the word Ozen. It says by the Din of Eved, Evri, Ozen. So we make a Gezerah Sheva, right, right. So just like we said, right ear, so we should say right foot. The Gabe Halitza. Gemara says, Amar of Yitzhak, Bar Yosef, Amar of Yohanan, Muhlefet hashita. You're right. Change, switch the shitot around. Some want to learn that you're switching really the Mishnah. And therefore, make the Mishnah that said, Halitzata, Pisula Rabbi Elazar Machshir, make Rabbi Elazar the one that is posel. Because why? Because he makes the Gezerah Shava, regel, regel. Watch. Just like the Rabbi Elazar said in the Mishnah, Machshir, change him. And make him Rabbi Elazar posel. Why? Because he learned regel, regel. Just like he learned ozen, ozen. Therefore, he's consistent, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Amar, Le'olam, Lo Tipuch. Rabbi says, no, don't switch it around. Really, I'll tell you, Rabbi Elazar's makshir. I had a question. He was Doresh, ozen, ozen. How come he's not Doresh? Regel, regel. Ozen, ozen, mufneh. Ozen Ozen was available. It's open. The words are extra in order to make a Gezerah Shava. Regel, regel, lo mufne. But the words regel are not extra. Oh, so the Gemara says, Vechi lo mufne, mait pircha ika. Remember, we learned the Shita, which is actually Rabbi Elazar's Shita. This is really the source of how you know Rabbi Elazar holds like this. So when you have a Gezerah Shava, that is mufne, if it's available on both sides. So then already, even if you have a question against the Gezerah Shava, doesn't matter. You still learn the Gezerah Shava. However, when it comes to a Gezerah Shava that's not mufne, which means even let's say only one is available, so now you're able to ask questions on the Gezerah Shava, you're able to break the Gezerah Shava. So the Gemara wants to say, this Gezerah Shava really is not mufne, meaning it's not available regel on both sides. Oh, so if it's not available on both sides, you can still learn. You'll be able to ask questions. And if the question, you can't answer it, then already you'll be porech. You're able to break the limud. So the Gemara says, Mait pircha ika,
What's the perkah then? Which means, what question could you? Because if you don't have a question, you can even learn if it's not mufneh. So must we add a question on this gezerah shava? So the Gemara says, ikal lemifra, you can break it by saying, ma lemitzora shechen ta'un etzeres ve'ezov u'shtitola'ad, which means you don't compare mitzorah to the halitza. Mitzorah has chumrot already. Mitzorah already has the etzeres. The tara process, right? You need the piece of cedar wood. And you also have the ezov, that's the hyssop, and the shnitolat, the red string. And therefore, since already you see humrot that apply to the mitzorah, maybe I'll tell you also that's what has to be done with the left, with the right foot, dafka. Mashaken halitza doesn't have these humrot, so maybe it can be even leaned on the left foot. So therefore, since it's not mufneh, and there is a pircha, and we don't have an answer to the pergah, so therefore it is broken. Look at Rashi. Ozin, ozin, mufne. Rashi. Mishne stadin. The word ozin, ozin is extra on both sides. Ben be mitzora, ben be nirza. Dekra de mitzora ani miyuta de gam. When it talks about a mitzora ani, the whole parasha is extra. Therefore, the word ozen there is extra. Because I'm not menachot perekama. Yad yad the kmisa, regel regel la halitza, ozen ozen ritzia. Those are three words that the Gemara doresh. The gaber ritzia tre ozno ketibe, veratza adonav et ozno, venatata be ozno ubadelet. So therefore, by ritzia we also have the word ozen, which is extra. So the Gemara says, but the problem with regel is, Rashi, lo mufne. It's not available. Mishne stadim. It's not available on both sides. Ela, mitzad echad. The mitzora miyuta. By mitzora, we have the word regel is extra. Abal bahalitza, lo. Veleka ela had. You only have one available. The kasabar birazar mufne mitzad echad. Le medim. You could learn the gizra sheva im en teshuva. Unless there's a pircha, unless you can break it. Vim yesh lehashiv, meshivin. So what's the question then? How are you going to be, what's the pircha? So the Gemara says the pircha is because Mitzorah has a lot of chumrot. It has its eres, it has ezov, it has oshni tolad. So that she says, v'hacha, skip the parentheses, my pircha ika, ומהכה נפקנם בכל דוכתה לרבי לעזר מופנה מצד אחד למדים ומשיבין. Which means, this is the source in Shas, that we always say that the Bilazar Shita is that when you have a Gezerah Shavah that's Mufneh Mitzad Echad, you're able to learn it, however you're able to break it as well. Therefore, comes out according to Rava, don't switch the Shitot. Really, I'll tell you, the Bilazar says, Kasher, Halitza B'Smol. Aye, but you did Ozen Ozen. How come you don't do regular regular? I'll tell you why, because Ozen Ozen is available and it's Mufneh. Once it's mufneh, so even if you have a pircha, doesn't matter. Mashenken regel regel, it's not mufneh, it's only mufneh mitzad echad. Mufneh mitzad echad, you're able to make a meshivin. And therefore, we say that and indeed there is no gezerah shava. Therefore, while by halitza, by mitzorah, you dafka need the right foot, but by halitza, the right foot, the left foot will be kasher. Comes the next mishnah and says, halitza verakeka. Aval lo kera'a halitzata keshera. Basically, in every halitza ceremony, there's three integral parts. And that is the actual halitza itself, taking off the shoe. Then you have the rekikaz, the spitting. And then you have the kiri'a, which means a certain pisukim that the yavam and the yavama both have to say to each other. So now the Mishnah is going to discuss if, let's say, not all those components were fulfilled in the halitza ceremony. So the first part of the Mishnah says halitza, which means she took off the shoe, urkaka, and she spat, avad lo kera'a, but she did not do the reading. So the Mishnah's din is halitzata keshera. Good, so you see the reading is not integral so much. Kera'a urkaka, she did the reading, and she did the spitting, avad lo halitza, but didn't take the shoe off, that halitzata pesula. So you see the halitza itself is integral. Now, halitza ukra'a. She did the halitza and the reading. Ava lo rakeka. Now comes to a mahloket. Rabbi Elazar omer halitzata pesula, which means the kika is integral. Rabbi Akiva omer halitzata keshera. The halitza indeed is kasher. Amar le Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says Rabbi Akiva, which means, how can you say that halitza is keshera without a rekika? Kacha ya'aseh.
which means the pasuk, when it's talking about the laws of the halitza, it says that this is what is going to be done. This is going to be done to kachi yaseh la'isha shelo yibneh et bet achiv. This is going to be done to the man that does not want to build his brother's house. And one of the things that it says the pasuk is over there that she spits. So therefore, kachi yaseh, this is what has to be done. So, how can you say that it's okay without it? So give on a mishnah. אבל רבי אלעזר, כך יעשה כל דבר שהוא מעשה מעכב. Which is anything that's a יעשה, that's a מעשה, is מעכב. Which means, while the קריאה might not be considered a מעשה, because it's only reading, good. So if you didn't read, it's not going to be מעכב. But an action like spitting is an action. Therefore, כך יעשה, it's going to be מעכב. אמר רבי עקיבא, so רבי עקיבא comes back and says, no, משם ראיה, כך יעשה לאיש, כל דבר שהוא מעשה באיש, which means anything that's a מעשה in the man, for example, like taking off his shoe, that's a מעשה that's done to the man. מה שאיכן here, the lady just spitting on the ground, that's a מעשה to the איש, nothing happens to him per se, so therefore, since it says יעשה לאיש, ריקיקה is not included. נשי, let's start נשי from the beginning of the Mishnah, חליצתה כשרה, the kriyah lo me'akeba. Kriyah is not me'akeba, according to everybody. Dikhtiv kacha ya'ase, kol davar shu ma'ase me'akev. Dikhi ketiv kacha de mashma ikuba, which is kacha, like this, is mashma it's me'akev. Only a ma'ase ketiv. It's only said on things that are actions. U kriyah dibura ba'alma. But kriyah is just dibur ba'alma. Next rashi, kol davar shu ma'ase, Urkika Maasei. That's a Be'elazar Shita. Maasei Be'ish. That's a Be'akiva comes back. Halitza Shaisha Osa Maasei Begufo Shil Ish. That's the Halitza where she's doing a Maasei and the Ish, which taken off her his shoe. La Puke Rikika Tela Maasei Be'ish. Rikika is not a Maasei and the Ish. She spits in front of him. And therefore, it's not a Maasei and the Ish. The Be'akiva says, the Kaka Yaasei Be'ish is not applicable to Rikika. Comes the Mishnah and gives another deen. Hachiresh, somebody that is deaf, we'll say now, let's say deaf mute, shenechelatz, that let's say the shoe was taken off of him, vachireshet shehalza, or she was a deaf mute and she took the shoe off, which means whether the yavam or the yavama was a chiresh or a chireshet. So the Mishnah says, v'choletzet lekatan, or let's say the halitza was done to a katan, the yavam was a minor, halitzata pesula. Does she? Acheresh shachazto pesula lepotra bimkom ach kasher. What does it mean, halitzata pesula? Which is, if there's another brother, this halitza is not going to matira to the shuk, which means she still has to, she can still make a yibum to the other brother. See, this halitza is pesula, it's nothing. Normally, if one of the brothers made a halitza, so the other brother is now not allowed to make a yibum, because already she was dismissed. However, over here, since the halitza is pesula, so it's not going to potere, if indeed there's another brother that's going to be kashir, he can even still make a yibum to her. Next rashi, v'hereshet shehalsta, שחלצה חליצתה פסולה, היא עצמה אלא נפטרת בחליצתה. Which means, this חליצה that she makes, she is not going to be פטור כדמי לקבל פרק בית שמי, ואין לה תקנה. So what does this ladies do? She has never תקנה. חליצה is not going to work by your חיידשת. So what does she do? אלא ביבום. The only option for this lady is what? ייבום. ואם רצה להוציא, יוציא בגט. Or he can, she's making a boom and then give her a get. And then she's free. The only way she can get free to marry to the shuk is through a boom and then a get, and then she's free. But halitza, she's a chayresh, like we see the Gemara, is no good. And that's the only way out. Ketana shechalza. Let's say you have a ketana. Yebama was a minor. And she made a halitza. Tahlot meshetegdil. Which means she has to do it again when she becomes a major, when she becomes old. V'im lo chalitza, then if she did not make a chalitza when she got older, chalitzata pesula again, and it's not going to matir her to the shuk. Chalitza b'shnayim o b'shlosha.
V'nimsa echad mehem karov u'pasul halitzata pesul. This is the quote of the Mishnah that we saw in the Amud Rishon. If let's say you have the bet din, you have a bet din over here, let's say two people or three, and one of them was a karov u'pasul, one of them was related to each other or is pasul, if you're ending up with two, so the Mishnah's din is halitzata pesul, because according to the Tanakh Kama, you need three judges for the halitza. Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yohanan said, "Not makshidin." They say, "No, even two is going to be okay." Umaase beehad shehalad benol lebena bebet asuri. That was the guy in the prison that did it benol lebena. Uba maase lefner Rabbi Akiva vekshir. Rabbi Akiva was matir even in such a case. Rashi halza b'shnayim kishirim. She had two judges that were kishirim, or begimal, or let's say three, v'nimsa echad mem karov, right? And then one of the judges, the witnesses will say, was a karov, dehadar avun u'shnayim, then turns back to two, so halitzato, pesulav, v'nimshuv v'nibi u'hanan nesalik makshirim, v'lo gresinam b'shnayim, dehad b'shnayim asik nami tanekama. So you don't have to say matir b'shnayim, it was matir, the word shnayim is not in the gersa. Comes the Gemara and begins, Amar Rava, Hashta de Amart. Now that you told me, Kiri'a lo mi'akeva, that the Kiri'a is not mi'akev. Why is the Kiri'a not mi'akev? Because it's not considered a ma'aseh. Therefore, it's not integral. Lefichach, ilem ve'ilemet. Ilem is a man that cannot speak. We call him a mute. Or an ilemet. She's a mute as well. Shehaltzu, if they made halitza, halitzatan kishera. Why? Because what's the only chassarun that an ilemet or ilemet cannot do in the halitza process? The kiriya. Well, you told me already the kiriya is not me'akif. So if an ilemet or ilemet that the main halitza should be okay. Now she says, shahal tzu halitzatan keshera. Tenam, but we learned in our Mishnah, heresh, shenehelatz, veheresht, shehalza, vacholetzet menakatan, halitzata, pesula. Which means when it came to a heresh or a hereshet, we said the halitza is pesula. Why is it pesula? My ta'ama, lav mishum de lav bene kriyaninu. It's because must be what? They cannot read. Which when you're assuming that heresh, you assume they're also a mute. That therefore, since they cannot read, the Mishnah's din is what? Halitzata pesula. So therefore, the question is, Rava, your statement is inaccurate because it contradicts the Mishnah. Your statement, Rava, was what? An ilem or ilemet is okay. Because kiriyah is not ma'akev. But the Mishnah said what? That a hereshet or a heresh halitza is pesula. Why? Because they cannot make a kiriyah. So Kavz Gebran says, no, that's not the reason. Mishum dela bene de'aninu. The heresh and the heresh is a different reason. Because they're not considered bardat, they're not considered having dat. That's why the halitza is pesula. You're going with dat. Ilem be ilem et nameh. So then, well, maybe I'll tell the same reason. Ilem be ilem et also not considered bene dat. Amarava ilem be ilem et bene de'aninu. We consider an ilem or ilem et yeh bene de'ah upuma yuhu dechayiv lehu. Which is all we say it is their mouth hurts them. Which means just because they're not able to talk does not make them not bnei de'ah. A heresh that cannot hear, that already has a din of what? Heresh is not bnei de'ah. So that's why it says halitzata pesula. Mashikin and ilim, he's not, he has to da'at. So what's his only hasaron? He cannot speak. His mouth is hurting him, so to speak. So therefore what? It's a chesaron in the kiriyah. Chesaron in the kiriyah is not considered a chesaron in the kiriyah. Therefore, it's okay. It's not considered a chesaron. Comes the Gemara and says, what do you mean? Veha amre de berabi yanai. Lefi she'eno be'amar ve'amra. Which means, Rabbi Yanai explained the Mishnah. When our Mishnah said, heresh or hereshet, techali setas pesula. Why? He gave a reason. Because they're not be'amar ve'amra. Because they don't have the ability to speak Rashi, ve'amre de berabi yanai, mefresh tamad matnitin, de'heresh ve'heresh ne'she'enam de've'amar ve'amra, de'tnan heresh she'deberu hachamim bechol makom, she'eno lo shomeya ve'lo medaber. Which means, the Torah
whenever the Mishnah talks about a Hirish, it talks about an Eno Shomayav Eno Medaber. And what is Hisaron? It's Hisaron is because he cannot speak. He's not Be'amar Be'amla. Oh, so if that's the case, so how could Rabbah come along and tell me that an ilemit is okay? When we're learning the case of Hirish, just talk about a case of a guy can't speak or she cannot speak, and you tell me that what Halitzata is indeed Pesula. So, Ela ki etmar de Rava Asefa. So we have to modify Rava's statement. Itmar Hiresh Shinehela Asefa Itmar. It was said by the Sefa. What's the Sefa? Hiresh Shinehelats. The Hireshet Shehalsa. The Holetset Menakatan. Halitzata Pesula. Amar Rava. So Rava said, Hashtad the Amar Kriya Me'akiva. Now that you're telling me that the Kriya is indeed Me'akiv, because the Mishnah is saying that the Hiresh, it's really Pesula. Why? Because they cannot speak. Lefichach, Ilem ve'ilem et she'chalsu, Halitzatan Pesula, which is if they're only an Ilem, that's the whole key. Even Ilem and Ilem, they cannot speak, also Halitzatan is going to be Pesula, Rashi. Halitzata pesula, umatnitin diktani lo kira'a. Halitzata kishira. Oh, but we said in our Mishnah that what? If they didn't do a kiri'a, the kiri'a is kishira. How do you learn that? In the beginning of our Mishnah said that the halitzata is kishira, there was no kiri'a. So that she says, kirabizira. That's following the shita of Rabbi Zad, Amar Abizira, Pirka Menachot, Van Nesachim. We're continuing Rashi, Kola Ra'ui Libila. What is this law of Yav Kola Ra'ui Libila? So this is a very famous principle from Masechet Berot. The word Bila literally means Belila. Belila means mixing. What is this discussion said? It was said Legabe, the laws of Menachot. The laws of Menachot, Mencha, what's a Mencha? It's made out of flour, and as I say, the oil. So what do you have to do with a Mencha? You have to mix it. Now, there's certain consistencies, or shi'urim will say, that are mixable, and certain, if it's too much, it's not going to mix. So the deen is like this. Rashi, Diktani, Ha'omer, Hare Alai, Shishim Ve'achad Esronim. Guy says, I'm going to bring 61 Esronim of Solet for Mincha. Now, Mevi Shishim Bechli Echad, let him bring 60 in one keli, ואחד בכלי אחר. And then the 61st in a separate keli. Why? ומפרש טעמה משום דקים לאול רבנן. The rabbi has established דשישים נבללות בכלי אחד. You can mix 60 אסלונים in one keli. אבל 61 אינם נבללות יפה. It's not going to mix. So therefore, you got made a neder. He's going to bring 61. How can he bring 61? Two kelim. Mix 60 and then mix the 1. Umutbinan. So the Gemara has a question over there. Vichi en niblalin mayave. So what? Even if they're not able to be mixed, what's the problem? Vatenan im lo balal kasher. Which is, if you didn't mix it bichlal, it's still kasher. So therefore, what's this? Put all 61 in the same keli. And anyway, we say if you don't mix it, it's okay. So the Gemara says, "No, Meshani, the Bizera Haraui leBila, En Bila Me'akevet Bo." Which means, if as long as it's Raui to mix, then if you didn't mix it, En Bila, then the mixing is not going to be Me'akev. Da'afilu Lo Bala Al Kasher. However, if it's She'en Raui leBila, for example, you put the 61 Esronim in the same keli, then Bila Me'akevet Bo, De Raui leBila Ba'inan, De Efshal Nitkayem Ba Mitzvat Mincha. Which means, so long as you can potentially fulfill the mitzvah of Bilila, Kol Raui leBila, so then En Bila Me'akevto. Oh, so what's it got to do with us? Even though you're telling me in the Mishnah that the Kriya is what? Not Me'akev, Be'ra'ui Likriya. That's talking about somebody that at least is Ra'ui
to make a kiriyah, aval b'she'en ra'uli me'akevet, which means our Mishnah that said lo kira'ah is talking about somebody can speak. It's just that what? The ra'uli l'kiriyah, so the end kiriyah me'akevet. M'she'en ken, let's say an ilem, or an ilemet, so they're already, they're not even ra'uli l'kiriyah, they cannot speak, and therefore the kiriyah in that case is going to be me'akevet based on the shita of Rabbi Zera. So that's what the Gemara says. ומתניתין כרבי זירה, דאמר רבי זירה, כל הראוי לבילה, אין בילה מעכבת. וכל שאין ראוי לבילה, which is if it's not ראוי for mixing, then בילה מעכבת. So therefore, really, the deed of Amishnah has two cases. Case of a regular person that's able, a speakable person that didn't do the kiriyah, no problem. Because why? It's ראוי לבילה. ראוי לבילה, אין בילה מעכבת. But a Hiresh or a Hireshet, like Rabbah said, in Ilim, or in Ilimet, Halitzato, Halitzata, Pesula. Why? Because it's a Hasra Kiriyah. To Kiriyah is not a Me'akev. It's not a Me'akev on somebody that can speak. But this is a case of Natra Uli Bila. And therefore the Bila is going to be Me'akev. Shalhule Le'abu de Shmuel. So they sent to the father of Shmuel. Yevama Shirakeka. Tahlots, which means Yari Yibama, she spat in front of the Yavam. So now already, as she says, Lefne Betin, it was in front of a Betin as well. So it says Tahlots, Denefselet Alein Miyibum. Now all the other brothers are considered Pasul. She didn't do anything else. All she did is spit in front of this Yavam. Now already it's considered enough that you're going to say she's forbidden to the other brothers for Yibum. Yevama shirakeka tahlots. Now everybody, she has to make chalitza. We're not going to allow any yibum to take place. So the Gemara says, michlal, the ifsela la me'achim. It must mean she became forbidden to the brothers. Which if you say she has to make a chalitza, why? The kikal lechala is nothing. What's the process? The process is taking off the shoe and all this. All she did is the kika. You tell me tahlots. Smash by watch, she becomes forbidden to the brothers. Which at that point already, yibum is off the table. So the Gemara says, Mani, who's the author of such a statement? Ilema Rabbi Akiba. So maybe you're going to tell me what? It's Rabbi Akiba. That what? That will tell me that the Rikika is enough. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Hashta Uma Bimkom Mitzvah. Which means, in a case of a mitzvah, which means, in a case where, let's say, she made a halitza. Right, they did the regular shoe, the regular process. Yeah. We're now already the rikikah is a part of the ceremony, and still what? The ikalimimar, where there's a similar to say, midi dehava emurim. It'll be similar to the law of emurim. Emurim is the law of the korban. What's that law? The chilet nehu lo me'akebe. When they're not around, it's not me'akev, which we have a law like this. When a person brings a korban, the meat cannot be eaten until the emurim are brought on the mizbeach. Or if, let's say, something happened to the emurim, they got lost or they got stolen, so it's also permissible to eat. But so long as the emurim are around, it is forbidden to eat from the basar. So the law of emurim is like this. The chilitnu, when they're not around, lo me'akev, it's not me'akev the basar to be vichi itnu, but when they were around, what happens? Me'akveh. And still what? Amar Rabbi Akiva. Lo me'akiva. And Rabbi Akiva said that what? Lo me'akiva. It's still not going to be me'akev. Me'ahin. If sila. Do you think she's going to become pasul from the brothers? Let's read Rashi to understand exactly the logic of the Gemara. Rashi. Emurim. Dechi itnu me'akbe basar ma'achila, which is when they were around the emurim. That's the part that goes on the mizbeah. The basar is forbidden to eat. The perek tamid neshat dechi letnu lo me'akbe kegon shnitmeu. Okay, let's say the pieces of meat became tameh, the emurim, or she'avdu. Ve'achename nema afalgav delav ma'aseh hashuv be'ishu. Is even though kotel bi'akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Rikika really is not, it's not considered a ma'aseh, which is what we say in the Shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, the second line of the Mishnah said, that kacha ya'aseh la'ish, kol davar shu ma'aseh be'ish. Mashiach, Rikika is not a ma'aseh be'ish, therefore Rikika is not me'akev, right? The chika is not integral. Oh, so he says, v'akana me'inimayach v'gad dilav ma'aseh hashuv be'ishu ho'il v'efshal narok le'akev v'ka'amar bi'akiva lo me'akeva,
which means, we said in the case over there that what, even in the case where they were doing it l'shem mitzvah, which means there was a halitza performed, right?
Nowadays, the halitza is legitimate, which is you take off the shoe, the shem mitzvah, and what?
Still, the bi'akiva said the halitza, the kikah is not going to be me'akev, which because that's not considered integral in the action over there. So, too, in this case over here, you want to say if they did a kikah alone, that it's going to be posela, which is if you did the kikah in the context of the mitzvah, you did it with a regular halitza ceremony. You tell me that the kikah is not integral. So you can tell me that the kikah alone in like a non-halitza ceremony, you're going to tell me that that's going to be me'akeva to the sisters and to the brothers? So and the analogy is to the emurim, which means when the emurim are around, okay, then we say what is going to be me'akev. That's going to be me'akev the basad. And when they're not around, the emurim, for example, emurim got the tameh, or they became stolen or lost, whatever it is. So therefore, it's not going to be me'akev. Then it's not going to be me'akev the basar.
So look at the lashon of the Gemara on that. Lashon of the Gemara is, I read again, Mani. Who's the author that says when the kikah was done alone, it's posel to the brothers? Edim adi be'akev hashta umab bimkom mitzvah. In a case where you did a l'shem mitzvah. And there's a sevarat to say what? The ikal lememar midi dava emurim.
You could have compared the case of halitza b'mkom mitzvah, like the case of emurim. And what would you have said? Dechi letneu lo me'akve, that what? When they're not around, they're not going to be me'akev. Vechi itneu, which means, but when they are around, me'akve, and therefore in this case over here, itneu, which means the lady is there, and she's in front of the Yavam, and therefore she's able to spit, I should say it should be Me'akev. And still what? Amar Bi'akiva, lo Me'akiva. And still the Bi'akiva said that when she's around to make the Rikik, and she didn't make it, still it's not Me'akev. Me'achin, ifsila. You want to say the case when she did the Rikika alone? Rikika is going to, if in the context of a mitzvah, Rikika is not integral. So you're going to tell me now Rikika alone is going to be Me'akev? That's going to tell me that she cannot go to Posila to the other brothers? So therefore you cannot tell me that this statement of Rikika is Posil is Rabbi Akiva. Ve'ela Rabbi Elazar. Oh, so maybe I'll tell you it's Rabbi Elazar. After all, Rabbi Elazar was the one that said that Rikika is integral. It's one of the Me'akvim.
Because hold it. Ve'ashne devarim ematirim nidu.
There's two items in the halitza ceremony that are matir di yevama lashuk. Ushne devarim matirim en ma'alim ze belo ze. And you need both, which means one is not matir without the other.
Rashi,
ela Rabbi Elazar da babi matnitin ma'akeva. Oh, so Rabbi Akiva says it's what? Ma'akev. Amma ma'aseu. So therefore you'll tell me maybe if you did it alone it's okay. No, you need both items. You need both the halitza, the shoe, and the rikika. So rikika alone is not going to be posel. So the question is, who's the opinion that says rikika alone is posel? And how could it be? What's the bishita? Netanya kivse aseret en mikadeshin alehem ela bishita. It's talking about Shavuot. Shavuot, they brought kivse aseret, those are the kivasim they slaughtered. Then they also brought shtei alehem. Now, the shtei lechem only becomes sanctified, we'll see what that means, sanctified, kedushat haguf, only as a result of the slaughtering of the kivse aseret. Once you slaughter the kivse aseret lishma, then already the lechem becomes kadosh. It's hinging on the kivse aseret. Did not get sad. Shechatan lishman. That's why you slaughtered the kivse aseret lishem korban. Vizarak daman lishman. Good. And you slaughtered and you sprinkled the blood. Lishman, then kiddush alechem. Then the lechem, the shtei lechem becomes kadosh. However, shachat shelo lishman, vezarak lishman. If you did one of the two lishma, which is you only did the zirika lishma, lo kiddush alechem. Then the lechem does not become sanctified. Shachatan lishman. But if you did the shachita lishma, vezarak daman shelo lishman,
kadosh ve'eno kadosh. So that already it's quasi. It's kadosh ve'eno kadosh, and we'll see what that means. Divrei Rabbi. That's the opinion of Rabbi. Rabbi Azab Rabbi Shimon Omer le'olam eno kadosh ad sheyishchot lishman ve'yizrok daman lishman. So therefore we have a fantastic machloket over here between the Tanaim. What is mekadesh the lechem? According to the first shita, Rabbi Azar, according to everybody, if you made a shita l'zirika l'shma, v'da is going to mekadesh the lechem. The hadush according to Rabbi is that even if you were just mekadesh shohet l'shma, even though you weren't zorek l'shma, it would also give kedusha to the lechem. According to the other shittot, no, you have to have shechita and zirika. Now let's discuss what does it mean, kadosh to lechem, not kadosh to lechem. Look, midrashim. Ein mekadosh shita lechem, liyot kadosh kedushat aguf. What does kedushat aguf mean? Lifasel biyotze. Nafkamina, if let's say now that lechem, shita lechem, left the confines of the Bet HaMikdash, now it's a din of yotze, and it becomes pasul, vilina. Oh, let's say you left it overnight. Now it's pasul also, because it's considered kedushat like a korban. Ela b'shchita va'afal pi shen te'onin tenufa chayinim aleichem, which means, even though the law is, what did they do with the kivsei aseret? When they were still alive, they would wave them. They would make tenufa with the lechem on it. And therefore, you can ask the question, maybe it's the tenufa that makes the kedusha. So she says, no, en tenufatan mekadeshan. The tenufa is not mekadesh them. What is mekadesh them? The shechita. Ela shechitatan degamar me'el nazir. We learn it from el nazir, dichtiv, ve'et ha'ayin ya'ase zevach shelamim la'ashem al sal ha'masot. תלה הכתוב עשיית סל המסות בזביחת העיל בפרק התחלת. Good. And therefore, the question is, if you only did a שחיטה לשמה, but you didn't do the זריקה לשמה, so what's the deen? רשי, לחם קדוש, משנה, the language of the Gemara was קדוש ואינו קדוש. רשי says, לחם קדוש, ליפסל ביוצא. Which means we're going to be מחמיד, and if it went out, it'll be פסול, ואין קדוש להיות ניתר באכילה. But we're not going to allow it to be eaten. So it's קדוש ואינו קדוש. Oh, so what do you see, but according to שיטה of רבי? According to רבי, you see, even if you only, which means we know the rule, שחיטה is מעכב. Okay? Ah, and only and all the with shechita ma'akevin is shechita lishma and the zirika lishma. You have two integral parts of the shechita. You have shechita and zirika. And still, what does Rabbi say? Even if you only did one of them lishma, it's still going to impact the shtei lechem. Similarly, by chalitza, you have two processes. You have the chalitza and you have the rikika. But he's going to tell you that even if you only did the Rikika, it's going to already have an effect in the sense that what? It's going to be forbidden to the brothers. Just like we said, like if Sal said it, that even though the Shechita is the Me'akeh, but the Shechita alone already is able to make it somewhat Kadosh, so too I'll say by Halitza, that if you made only the Rikika, even without a Halitza, it already makes her forbidden to the brothers to get baby. So we found an author to that statement. It could not have been Rabbi Akiva, cannot have been Rabbi Azar, Ela must be Shitat Rabbi Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen. Amen.